T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pat Burke is kind enough to join us this morning. He's got a busy schedule. He's got to get a kid to a doctor's appointment. I know that drill. Been there, done that. And, Pat, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's been my pleasure. Yeah, it was even a last-minute thing, so it wasn't on my schedule. So the wife said, make that interview quick. You got to get your kid to the doctor.
Well, listen, the first thing I want to talk about is your choice in communication directors. I don't understand. I mean, why would you go with Brendan Keeney?
You know, I don't know.
A lot of people listening have no idea what I'm talking about. Brendan Keeney recently left us, and Pat took him away from us to join the world of communications and public relations. And you have a good man in Brendan, Pat.
Brendan, obviously, just from the scope of, being a Democrat, you're like, oh, wow, WBN guy. But I always saw Brendan as sort of a straight news guy, a straight shooter, and we always had a good rapport, and he's a hard worker too. So I'm lucky to have him.
You are indeed lucky, and that's our loss, and we'll get past it. And you're right about Brendan and the work ethic and where he'll take you. So good stuff there, and great job in bringing him on board. And he's busy this week because yesterday you tweeted out a proposal that we've been hearing about all morning long on WBEN and elsewhere, and that would be. I'm going to let you explain it here quickly, but I mean, in essence, I guess would ultimately deny health insurance coverage for COVID costs for those who are unvaccinated. Where did this come from in your mind?
Right. So, well, it's a little bit more nuanced than that. So, it gives the option to deny it. So, I guess I view it as another tool in the toolbox. It came from a couple places. It came from hearing the airlines increasing premiums for their employees who aren't vaccinated. And then, frankly, hearing from a bunch of constituents who wanted things that I thought were more draconian, not offering care to people who aren't vaccinated. And I thought that was crazy. But I think, so I was trying to find a good line where, we acknowledge the need for everyone to be vaccinated. We use as many tools in the toolbox as we can to encourage people to do it. And also, just frankly, the frustration, knowing that because people aren't vaccinated, we continue down this path. Over 774,000 Americans have died. 1,500 Americans die every day. Our lives are disrupted. Businesses are shuttering. We spent over $4 trillion in tax dollars fighting COVID. And it's just going to continue. And we know this for a fact that unvaccinated people are where COVID variants are incubating. So we're going to keep going down this until we just defeat COVID. And the only way to do it is if we have herd immunity through vaccines.
Pat, you come from a party that tends to, really try to bring up and help and support and offer, benefit, if you will, and guidance and help and hope to people who oftentimes are underprivileged or underserved by our government. I think of, things related to immigration, et cetera. Yet this, it almost seems like you're punishing people at a time of need, great need.
So I can see why people say that, and I can also see why people would be like, buddy, you're an advocate for universal health care. How the hell could you go and say, like, you're going to take people's health care away in this one instance? And I can see why you think those things aren't congruent, but in my mind, they are, because this isn't a normal situation. Essentially, we're at war with COVID. this is an extreme circumstance. Like, you can't compare it to any other health condition or pre-existing condition. You look at it like this way. So the COVID vaccination is health care. It's actually free health care. And by denying that free health care, you're basically not doing your part, not just for yourself, but for everyone else. You're affecting the insurance pools. You're affecting everyone's health and safety. You're negatively impacting the society as a whole. So I think it's a very appropriate JFK ask, not what you can do for yourself, but what you can do for your country. This falls in line with that. So what, you have to do your part here.
Pat, what about people that, you know, each and every day, in your conversation with Tom Puckett yesterday, a couple of things stood out. One of them was, you know, you're part of the community, you're part of the society, you need to do your part, I think is how you worded it. Every day we have people that make choices consciously that go against good judgment, good health decisions, you know, going out and eating two Big Macs every day and you know, obesity leads to problems. Sugar leads to problems. Alcohol leads to problems. Yet we're not denying coverage because of those choices. Yet you're proposing denying coverage or the ability to deny coverage for this one thing. How do you do it for this and not that?
So if obesity were a communicable disease, or like someone, another news report yesterday.
But it's a choice. My point is, it's a choice. My choice is whether I get vaccinated or I don't get vaccinated. I eat healthy, I live healthy, or I don't live healthy. Those are two choices, and only one of them comes with a punishment under your plan.
Well, that's not true, because you go through a series of questions when you go through your health insurance, and your costs can vary based on some of those choices. So that is affected. But secondly, like, you can't take out the major generational, once-in-a-century communicable disease that has shut down everyone's life and act like it's not an outlier to those things. So, like, if lung cancer were a communicable disease that was spreading like wildfire, and people are like, you know what? And you could get a vaccine for lung cancer. People are like, I'm not doing it. And you risk everyone else getting lung cancer? Like, then you would be, of course, you wouldn't expect the rest of society to carry the weight for you. You would be... I don't know what you would call someone who just purposely doesn't do it. And if you're just like, you know what, COVID's not real, or it's not really that serious, then what do you care if your insurance isn't going to get covered for this?
But I don't think everybody that's not getting vaccinated, I don't want to get too bogged down on this, but I mean, everybody that's not getting vaccinated isn't doing it because they don't think COVID is real.
I mean, there's a huge part of the people who aren't vaccinated who do deny the seriousness of COVID.
I think they deny certain aspects of it, but I just don't agree with that statistic. I don't think the reason that people are not getting vaccinated is because they don't think it's real. We can just disagree on that. What about hospitals? Hospitals need to treat. If I go to the hospital and I'm sick and I'm laying there in the emergency room, they need to treat me whether I'm insured or not.
100%.
Okay. So we're punishing the hospital. We're punishing the healthcare system. We're not really punishing the person.
I mean, the healthcare system is being punished now. It's being overrun because people aren't getting vaccinated. So if this is a tool that encourages people to get vaccinated, then it will help the hospital system. So, it's not going to, essentially, it is to relieve hospitals of what they're dealing with.
Okay. I want to be respectful of your time. One more thing before you've got to get off to that the doctor's appointment. You announced this yesterday on Twitter, and when you talked to Tom yesterday, you know, he asked you, you know, about the controversial nature of it or hearing, you know, negative, and you said you're not hearing any negatives about it in the world that you're living in. But, I mean, you announced it on Twitter, and then you went after Twitter for being, you know, that's the only place that there's any kind of blowback on this. I mean, when you announced this, you knew you were going to get attention, didn't you? I mean, you knew this is something that's going to take off as far as an interest. I don't know how realistic it is or not, but it's going to get you attention.
Oh, so, like, you know, just to be blunt, I think it's an important conversation that has to happen. But the process of getting legislation through the Assembly, the Senate, signed by the governor's office, like, is a long, arduous process. So, like, we're drafting the bill. I want to hear from people. When I say, like, Twitter's not real, I don't care. It's that there are spheres of Twitter where there are, you know, specific actions that are taken within Twitter. There is a bot program that was attached to my tweet that then is retweeted within sort of the right-wing Twitter sphere. And so that's how that happens. So it's not like there are a bunch that aren't real accounts. There are, you know, thousands and thousands of bots on that tweet. But there are genuinely, there are real people, a lot of them not necessarily constituents. And then I would say at this point, because it's so highlighted in that sphere, I've definitely heard from some constituents, but I've also heard from a ton of constituents who are like, thank God, I'm so sick of this. I am sick of having my life disrupted like this because people won't get vaccinated.
Okay.
And so, like, I'm hearing it from both, but the process of getting a bill like this passed takes a long time. It's not like, I think this is important. Like you could say, like, oh, you're just doing this for attention. Like, no, I'm doing it because I think we need to talk about this. And that's why I did that.
All right. Well, I don't think this is the way to go about it. That's just my personal opinion. But you have yours, and you do realize that there is a legitimate portion of the population that's not going to agree with this. You admit that.
Oh, I mean,
we can argue over majority minority, but I mean, it's not just a fringe.
No, I mean, so there's a portion of the population that it depends on how things are framed, but the actual bill, I think polling is pretty clear that people, if you're doing a scientific poll, that they strongly support vaccine, like doing what's necessary to make sure people are vaccinated so we can get past this. So, but if you say like, hey, do you support denying healthcare for like people are gonna be like, no, of course not. Like that would be people's immediate reaction. But there's more to this than just that. So it depends on how you frame it to people as well.
All right. You got to get your kid on the way, and I appreciate your time today, and thank you very much, okay?
All right. Thanks, Tim.
All right. New York State Assemblyman Pat Burke joining us live on the line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.